Independence County deputies arrested three individuals Monday afternoon on felony drug charges. 28-year-old Tanya M. Kelly of Pleasant Plains, along with 29-year-old Joshua Henry and 36-year-old Aaron Wayne Long, both of Batesville, were arrested on charges of possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Upon search of the vehicles the individuals were in, the deputies found what appeared to be a green leafy substance along with a white crystalline substance consistent with that of marijuana and methamphetamine. Deputies also found a brown leather purse that contained a set of digital scales, six cell phones, and an iPod Touch. The purse and its contents were taken by deputies because the scales had residue on them and were found with illegal drugs along with the phones because of recent reports of stolen cell phones in the area. Once at the Independence County Jail, Henry was served with an outstanding warrant for failure to appear on possession of a controlled substance with cash bond. Kelly was also served an outstanding warrant on failure to appear for breaking and entering and other charges with cash bond. In Izzard County, man has been charged with four felonies. 59-year-old William Roy Bennett Jr. of 62 West Arnold Road near Franklin was charged on October the 10th for manufacturing a controlled substance, a Class C felony, possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver, use or possession with the purpose to use drug paraphernalia with the purpose to manufacture controlled substance, and felony possession of a firearm, all three Class D felonies. Izzard County Sheriff Taint Lawrence reported that approximately 56 marijuana plants were located on Bennett's property and vehicle. Police also located numerous items used in the manufacturing of marijuana that include buckets, baggies, and fertilizers. Several firearms were located within the property as well. Bennett had been the subject of an ongoing surveillance operation of a large marijuana grow in Ozark County, Missouri. The search, arrest, and formal charges were conducted by the 16th Judicial Drug Task Force and the Izzard County Sheriff's Office. Bennett was released after posting bond in the amount of $10,000 and was given a court date in Izzard County Circuit Court. Two Stone County men are being charged in circuit court with drug-related felonies. Back on August the 12th, Stone County Sheriff's Office, along with the Drug Task Force, Arkansas State Police, and members of Game and Fish raided a farm in the southern part of Stone County and confiscated 12,027 marijuana plants, hauling them out in county dump trucks. Stone County Sheriff Lance Bond said the plants were spotted from the air by National Guard flights. Bond said 69-year-old Lewis Wayne Turner and 47-year-old Ricky Turner had been charged with manufacturing marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia, both felonies. Sheriff Bond says both men are out of jail on a $100,000 bond each. A judge has set a trial date for a Blytheville man accused of murdering a woman who was in her eighth month of pregnancy. Prosecutors have charged 23-year-old Justin Mangum with two counts of capital murder for the 2009 slaying of 24-year-old Sonia Stokes and her unborn child. The trial is set to begin on October the 31st. Mangum has pleaded not guilty. Authorities say a 77-year-old Boone County homeowner shot a burglar after the man allegedly attacked him. 33-year-old Lance Milam was wounded Sunday night. Investigators say Milam tried to climb into a window of the home of Donald McElray. When McElray opened the door with a pistol in his hand, Milam then fell from a 20-foot-high deck. McElray told Milam to stay on the ground while his wife called the sheriff's office, but then investigators say Milam got up and charged McElray. He then fired three times with one shot wounding Milam in the right arm. Milam is charged with theft and burglary, and the investigation is continuing. And federal prosecutors have charged 66 people with selling crack cocaine and methamphetamines near playgrounds, schools, and public housing in Texarkana, Arkansas. An indictment lists 190 counts and accuses dozens of people of selling drugs between June 2010 and August of this year. Several state and local law enforcement agencies were involved in the investigation, which has led to charges against 76 people in federal and state courts. In for Gary B., I am Randy Allen.